about time.
Yeah, it really is.
TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
Gotta get that fucking dick.
This has been Out of Context Audio on TGO Radio.
Gotta get that dick,
baby!
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Goddamn, it's time to go fucking, to work. Fuck.
Chattering idiots.
Yeah, yeah. He got married right out of high school.
Yeah?
Some gal he'd been dating like for a long time, like almost since grade school.
Dopey bastard. Hey, welcome back to TGO Radio, the triumphant return, recording from the TGO Media World Headquarters, Studio H. Producing at the other end of the house is Doug Reacharound. Sitting across from me is Jeff Durant.
Hi.
And this has been Brian Wise speaking. Had occasion a couple weeks ago to see Jeff in a suit, which I don't think I'd ever seen before. As a nice suit, by the way, also, brother. I mean, if you don't mind me telling you, it was
fucking exquisite.
Well, I happen to have audio.
Dude, God, thank you.
I happen to have audio of when you and your wife went to buy this suit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you?
And it went a little something like this.
I'm sorry, I had to take a squirt. I mean, it's been a few hours, you know?
Okay.
And so how is it under the arms, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
Beautiful, it's a keeper. Let's wrap it up, huh? What do you say?
What do you say, sweetheart?
I don't know.
What don't you know? He's tried on every suit in the store. Let's make a move, baby. Come on.
Come around here.
Come on.
Make a move,
stand up
baby.
Straight.
It's fucking exquisite. Cash your charge.
There's, honey... Turn around. Let me see this. No. Stand up straight. Straight.
Honey, while we're young, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
You know what I mean?
I don't think it's really you. You know, there's something about this suit. It's just not really flattering.
Flattering?
Flattering.
You want flattering, tell him to drop a couple tons, the fat bastard. You know what I'm saying?
What's he calling a fat bastard?
You're a fat bastard.
Hey, what's the secret? Like that
yeah, get out of my store already, huh? Who needs you in here? Eat a carrot, you fat tub of shit.
I'm never coming back here again.
Don't do me no favors, you fat bastard.
You fat bastard.
That little outburst cost me my job.
Anyway, that's world exclusive to TGO Radio, the audio of Jeff Durant buying a suit.
Forgot that you were there recording that.
I tell you this, I'm following you pretty much everywhere you go these days. I just want to make sure nothing happens to you. Jesus, I'm going to fucking wrap you in bubble wrap.
Typically, hilarity ensues anyway, so.
How we doing, buddy? It's good to see you again.
Yeah, we're good. Good.
Good, man.
Yep. Good, man. Good to be back in the saddle.
Yeah, we had some.
Life took a turn here in the last
few
weeks. So
life does tend to. I think the first week we had snow, pretty bad snow here, check local listings, and then after that life intruded and we kind of.
What is it you said to me? Life is undefeated.
Well, time is undefeated. Time is 100% undefeated.
Time is undefeated. Yep.
You gotta take time off like that. That's fucking brutal.
Well,
to go back to work and catch up and whatnot.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Is it bad?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, we're constantly behind there anyway. But, we got that trip to Vegas coming up in May.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I really want to fucking go to Vegas again.
Looking forward to it.
I won't fly with a mask on. I refuse to do it. Bad enough when you go. So like I'm taking my buddy Rob out of town for his birthday in April.
Yeah.
And this city that we're going to still has a mask thing going
Jesus
on.
Jesus Christ. God. please get back to normal now. Thank you.
But people are not really Nazis about it like the way they were 2 years ago. You know, like
some of them are.
Well,
but you're always going to have those.
But that's a lifestyle for those people. Those people have decided to be afraid.
Yes.
When I went to Springfield for my birthday, there was a lot of that going on still, even last fall. And I'm just like, buddy, I even said to the one guy, I'm like, I mean, does this approach you as? But when I checked into the hotel, there was a girl working there, and I hold up my mask and I go, "Do I have to have this to talk to you?" And she was over it.
Yeah,
people are done. Yeah. She goes, I mean, technically, yeah, but, people are...
Who's watching?
People are tired.
Fucking
hotel.
You know what? I'm over. I'm done. It's we've got it under control. Those that want to get vaccinated have been vaccinated.
Right.
And those that haven't, not everybody gets the flu vaccine either every year. And
That's right.
We deal with those people. They get sick and we deal with them. Does the flu kill people? Yes. If you're old and compromised, the flu can fucking lead to your demise. If you're old and compromised, can COVID lead to your demise? Yes, it can. We've got this thing figured out. Let's please let everybody get back to living the life they want to live.
Let's get back to real life. So, but man, to fly and sit in a plane to Vegas for all that time wearing a dumb mask.
If it gets me to Vegas, it gets me to Vegas.
Yeah, that's what I would think too, but Jesus Christ. And I want to go back. I would like to go for my birthday. I'll be 50 this year.
Oh, that was juicy.
That was a rattler.
Yeah.
That was a midnight rattler. Yeah. Have you heard?
Oh!
Is it bad, dude?
Oh.
Yeah, is it bad? Well, you might want to get the... You might, no, motherfucker. No, bitch.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
You might want to get the cap on that drink.
Jesus Christ.
You fucking savage. I refuse to go another fucking full season inundated by your fucking colon.
Damn.
I fucking refuse, Durant.
Noxious. made my fucking eyes. I thought I was cutting onions or something.
Oof. Gonna shit your pants?
You realize that the day and the day will come. Maybe.
Allow me a moment's silence, Mr. Hurst. Sir, I'm having a digestive crisis and must focus on suppressing its expression.
That's Jeff all fucking day long.
I anticipate there will be a day in the future.
The future.
Where we sit here and we will know that we're recording our last show. At least I hope that we do. Where either we've decided that it's time to move us into a home somewhere or whatever. But we know. Okay? I really hope that's how it goes. because we both have to fucking voluntarily shit our pants.
Well, we've talked about this.
We have to.
We've talked about this.
If it happens before that on accident, even better.
Well, you've refused to do it because you're so far from home when you're here. I'm home.
Well,
and you're so you refuse to do it, but I don't know why we couldn't. I don't have an outhouse. I have a shower and facilities, for fuck's sake. That show, by the way, will be called The Last Waltz.
The shit show.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Last Waltz. There you go.
But that'll be the last show we do. It'll be called The Last Waltz. And I hope, Jeff, and I... Wait, you're going to hate this sentence. I hope it's a very long time in the future.
Oh, I do too. No, I do too. But I really want us to know that that's not that we just sit here and record a show and think that it's... You know, we're going to do it, and then something happens, you know.
I will make a promise to you. Our last show, I will stroke out at this table and shit my pants.
Involuntarily.
And the bet will have been decided.
Right on.
I've noticed that a lot of my farts smell, just sound wet.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not, though. But I told you the story of a couple years ago when I fell out of bed trying not to shit the bed, right? I farted, and I was trying not to shit the bed. So I fell out of bed.
Did you shit the bed?
Nope.
Did you shit the floor?
Nope.
Did you shit the side as you were going? Is there a brown streak on your fucking sheets?
Dude, I fucking, I don't know, three... I've told the story on the show, but no one listens, so whatever, but... I was in bed and I went whoa so like in one motion I had to throw the covers off me and quickly roll over onto my belly so I wouldn't shit the bed. And I fucking fell out of bed and I got a huge bruise on my leg. Do you remember that? There was a magazine rack or something by the
like a fucking white beluga whale clenching its tail,
buddy. I'm a fucking embarrassment to masculinity. I am.
I mean, I'm over here fucking poking fun at him because I'm a fucking Adonis, so, you know.
Oh.
Rolled over on your stomach and clenched so you wouldn't shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I pulled up short, like, you know, like I didn't shit the bed at all, but I fell out of bed trying to get out and get to the bathroom.
Would have been great if you'd have fucking had a sneeze right at that moment. There'd have been fucking shit on your ceiling. Well, listen, okay, so then the caveat to the conversation we just had about we really have to know that we're sitting here recording the last show. If we record this show right now and you fuck this girl...
And she kills me?
And she kills you.
She will kill
I
me.
Will come in here and record one last show and shit my pants for you.
In memory of.
In memory.
Motherfucker,
of you.
I'd like
yes.
to see you figure out how to edit and post this show.
Yeah, it won't happen. So I'm saying it to make you feel better. You know what I'll do? I'll record it on my phone. I'll just put my phone right here and record it. And then I'll put a speaker on my car like the Blues Brothers and just drive around town and blast it for everybody to hear. Everybody go... Is this a new show? The fucker has been on for 20 fucking years. The fuck?
What do we want to do at year at 20, by the
way?
We
have to do something.
We got
to
do a huge
thing. We should have
done
something at 10. We should have done something at 15. And, you know, well, we have to do something at 20.
15, we... Oh.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
Dude, if there's a fucking brown stain in your underwear... Which it sounds like that's a distinct possibility.
They all sound like that.
Oh. Dude, I tell you what, on the way over here, I did fucking, you know when you're driving.
So fucking childish.
You know when you're driving and you feel that fart coming on and you kind of lift yourself up out of the seat?
Yeah.
But it gets trapped there in your crack in your pants. I
and
was doing that.
Your ball bag.
I was doing
favorite.
That. I was doing that on the way over here. And I'll tell you what, for about half a second, that thing felt, that air bubble felt real fucking solid and packed. I thought, I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to call him and cancel. Because that bubble felt real fucking packed.
Solid, huh? felt Ooh, solid.
Yeah, but it wasn't warm, so that was good.
I like the ones that go back up the crease of your ball bag. Those are my favorites.
Yeah, it gives you a little, yeah.
I need a little.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not dead. A little bit of stimulation is not going to fucking, you know, not going to kill me.
What's your show about? You know what? You really don't want to know.
You know, yeah. Yeah. You don't want to listen to it. That's the, you just don't. Just don't act like you don't. Don't act like you want to. We're always making improvements. We had some improvements in the studio. Finally issued, you know, got some chord discipline going on. And finally, we don't have shit streamed across the fucking broadcast.
Fucking semi-pro here. Speaking of that, I watched the first episode of that.
The Lakers thing?
Lakers thing.
How was that?
I liked it. I'm looking forward to the rest of it. Yeah. Or more shows or whatever. Yeah,
it's Adam McKay, right? Adam McKay? Writer, director?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't fucking know.
The, his movie about the,
That sounds right, but I'm not sure.
His movie Don't Look Up is two-thirds of a pretty solid movie. That, yeah. That third act can suck my dick, but... third act is a fucking shit show. I'd like to re-edit that movie.
Yeah.
I need to get an IMAX so I can start actually re-editing some of these fucking movies. Yeah, it is Adam McKay.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to more of it.
Good. I think a guy at work likes it too, I think. Yeah. So. I'm not like, have you watched anything? I just have not.
So my daughter turned me on to a show on HBO Max called The Righteous Gemstones.
You mentioned that last show.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. That show's hilarious. It's so stupid, but it's quite funny. John Goodman's great, man. Yeah. He's good. I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy from Eastbound and Down.
Danny McBride.
Danny McBride co-wrote it. He stars and he's one of the main characters.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very funny. It is. Yeah, he's good.
Good.
Yep.
The I watched Boba Fett, which sucked balls. I just binged watched one of those Korean shows on Netflix that ended up being the one where the ghost comes to you and tells you when they're going to come kill you.
It was a Korean show?
Yeah.
So you were still hungry after you watched it.
It would have been Chinese, but...
No, it's all right. It's all the same.
It was 8 episodes and didn't need to be. That's all I can tell you about that show. It was all right.
Was it, like, subtitled and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you... Oh, God, that's awful. No, you're wrong.
No.
Yeah, you are.
No, you watch it in the fucking... you listen to it in Korean, but then read the subtitles. Because if you listen to the American overdubs, it's awful.
Oh, awful. I wouldn't... Yeah, awful. No, I'd much that's rather what... read...
I started Squid Game with the American subtitles and went back and started it with the or with the American overdub, then went back and watched it with the subtitles instead because that's the American overdub was comically bad.
I can't remember how we watched that.
What, Squid Game?
Squid Games. I really don't remember if we watched it. I think we watched it with the translation at the bottom.
And, I'm just trying to think of what I watched. I've seen Licorice Pizza 3 fucking times.
Yeah.
Soon to be a fourth. Yeah. That movie is just it. That movie will not win Best Picture at the Oscars, which I think are Sunday, maybe?
I think so. It's coming up.
It will not win Best Picture, and that will give me all the excuse I need to finally... I quit watching it when Kylie left. But, you know, I would at least, like, check the results and stuff. Licorice Pizza not winning Best Picture will finally give me the excuse I need to not ever again follow it at all.
March 27th.
No, Sunday. Well, that happened fast.
Is that this? Jesus Christ, it is.
Yeah.
Fuck. Boy, this month really kind of got away from me.
It's April already, man. Wow. You know? It's weird.
Been warm lately. That's so fucking nice.
Yeah, yeah. I never get spring fever, but this year... I'm going, all right.
You know
We need to get the fucking grill out and let's get going.
Right? I never did either until the last 4 or 5 years of my life, man. Yeah. That winter can suck my fucking ass.
I do have stories here, but they're from 5 weeks ago, and I don't remember if they're any fucking good. But we can.
You want to watch that fucking movie instead? Or how long is that?
Well,
or that training video?
28 minutes?
Yeah. Well, you know we're going to stop it and fucking rag on it. So.
Yeah, how long is it?
That's our annual sensitivity training here at TGO Media Enterprises, right?
This movie is a instructional film from 1948 telling young girls how to groom themselves. At least, I watched 2 minutes of it this morning.
Groom themselves? Does it teach them how to make a fucking sandwich? Here is how you catch a man.
Yes, right? Put a sandwich in a trap. And you got him.
Put a sandwich in your trap.
Well.
Put a dick in your trap, honey.
God, I want to throat fuck this fucking girl so bad. God damn it, dude. You have no fucking clue.
All right, so what is that grooming 1948?
Oh, no, hang on.
Oh, you know what? I can actually grab it off of your text.
There's a reason I can't find you on my phone anymore because I changed your name on my phone to Cardinal Dick Fister. Now I can never find you on my
Dick
fucking phone.
Fister.
Body Care and Grooming, 1948. That's on the YouTube. If you guys want to watch along before we dissect this fucking...
47?
40. Well, yeah, it says 48 here, but it could be 47. That's just the picture of the video.
Oh, okay. Body Care and Grooming.
Yeah. You know, if we were professionals, we'd have had this pulled up. There we go. That's the one.
Fuck yourself.
That's the one right there. How would you think I sent you the screen cap for my fucking health? Yes. Ooh.
Quality sound.
I'm telling you. That's 1948, man.
This is the Edison dictaphone that's being played on. Passed by the Committee on Medical Motion Pictures.
American College of Surgeons. Yes, well.
War. War has come to the European continent.
Trim that beaver. A grooming film. Hey, you know who else made movies about grooming? Jeffrey Epstein, am I right, you guys? Ladies and gentlemen, get it? That's another way to think of the word grooming. Yeah, I'd have you picked up on that. Yes. McGraw-Hill Text Films. It's a long intro on this one, too.
Yeah,
it's just Body Care and Grooming Health Education Series. Would you full screen that?
Oh, yes.
I left my old man fucking glasses at work because I'm fucking 71. Correlated with a textbook of healthful living by Dr. Harold S. Deal.
Deal. He's a big deal.
Well, there's the fucking question. Yes. All right. Get to it. Fuck. 1948? Okay. There's a college
1948
campus.
Was not in a hurry.
Spring.
Nice.
When birds are on the wing.
Yes.
When flowers bloom.
Now this is a series of young men and women in suits and dresses inexplicably sitting together on a college campus somewhere. He's about to throat fuck that girl, I think.
I would.
Spring.
Yes.
When a young man's fancy lightly turns to...
Pussy! Oh.
What?
When a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of fucking that pussy!
When a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of trout.
Turns to thoughts of fishing.
Gee, your pussy smells terrific.
Look at this fucking...
I fucking hate
fuck it.
Young William F. Buckley Jr. sitting at Yale. Fucking with a suit and tie on. I hate 1948.
Douglas K. Niedermeyer.
Fucking, you love that movie, man. God damn it.
What's the matter?
Yes.
Exam week getting you down?
Yes. Well, I'd like to get my dick sucked if you don't...
Put down that notebook and take in some of the beauties of nature.
Jesus Christ.
See what I mean?
Oh, there's some girls walking down the sidewalk there. That girl on the left there has got some little...
That
pointers.
One right there? Oh. Little fucking...
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to hold her hand and stuff. Yes. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, now
here
comes the fucking slob. Now, I'm watching this. This is as far as I got, and then I sent you the screen cap of it. There's a girl walking. They got three girls who are fairly well put together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the girl walking behind him. She's got her face in a book. And
hair's kind of unkempt.
Well, so I'm in bed this morning, and I'm going, well, what's wrong with this fucking girl? And then they tell you what's wrong with her. And I'm like, yes.
But wait a minute, young lady.
Yes.
How did you get into this picture?
Jesus Christ.
You see, we're trying to prove a point about nature and beauty, and you're not exactly helping, you know.
What's wrong with this fucking... There's
nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with
there's her. There's nothing wrong with this girl. But look at the list of complaints. Now, this is 1948. Now, they just won the war. Cats, the median age of 21, saved the civilized fucking world 3 years ago, okay?
Yeah.
And so now our big worry is this girl's not... Whether her hair's not right or whatever? Like...
Look at your hair.
What's wrong with it?
Look at that blouse.
Look at that blouse.
And the way that skirt hangs.
Buddy.
And those socks.
So...
What the fuck?
Your reason for being is to look good for men. Like, what? Who gives a shit what she looks like? How the fuck that girl?
Wow.
So her socks are kind of weird and her skirt is like whatever, but like, dude, 1948 is just disregarding pussy altogether. It's
Christ,
just...
Christ, you could drive to Tampa on her calves, man. Jesus.
I just want to drive to that pussy on her calves. That's all I want to do. She's cute, this girl. But they're tearing her down.
Sorry, there must have been a mistake. You don't seem to be exactly the type to make this guy behave like a human being.
What the?
And by human being, we mean serial rapist.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Seems like she's actually got it figured out.
It's Ted Bundy Sr. What?
Yeah, this is the Ted Bundy prequel.
I hate that, like, you know, and again, you know, fucking, you know, but sometimes these chicks got a point. These fucking, you know, these feminist harpies have a point. It was just like, her only reason for being is to look good for this fucking guy? Fuck you!
That's fucking amazing.
Sorry, there must have been a mistake.
Yes.
You don't seem to be exactly the type to make this guy behave like a human being.
She came to get a fucking degree, you hard-on, not to get a fucking ring. Look at this guy.
But wait a minute.
His suit's all fucking wrinkled.
Fucking exactly.
Jesus.
His wrinkly suit is doing him no favors either. Oh, my God. I hate this video already.
Come back.
Come back here, you.
Oh, yes. Walk backwards.
Yes.
Let's start all over again. Oh, brother.
Now they got her dolled up. And she's cute as fuck.
She was cute as fuck before.
Exactly. Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like...
Dude, I see a hair sticking out of place right there, motherfucker.
I feel like 1940s tits were just a whole different thing. You know?
Meaning?
They were just weirder shaped. I don't know.
Probably because they weren't fucking working on them yet.
Oh, yeah,
putting them on the rack and resizing them and shit. And
look at this fucking hard on too.
Fucking putting toe hooks into the nipples and shit.
Toe hooks. Yes.
Is there a video to go with this about the unkempt slob guy?
Well, it should have been this fucking hard on because his suit coat is wrinkled all to be damned.
All brother is right.
Yes, why well, fuck
at
her
that
throat?
Hair, that skin, that mouth.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
That mouth.
Well, I'd fucking love to look at that mouth from above.
Brother. All brother is right.
Yes.
Look at that hair.
Yes.
That skin, that mouth.
Oh, yeah, look at that mouth.
And they pan down.
And they're panning down on her, yeah.
Look at that blouse.
Oh.
And now look at the skirt. And the socks.
Again. Yes.
Oh, yeah, she's cute.
Hey, Bobby.
Thanks a lot for helping us prove a point.
Yeah, I
and
would...
You too know the value of a good appearance.
You with your fucking wind tunnel tested head, dude.
I would fucking ride her throat like Secretariat. Oh, I'd fuck this girl's mouth. Holy shitballs. Oh, this is where the rape happens.
Hey, sweetheart.
He's following her down the fucking little sidewalk there. This is where he throws her behind those bushes there and fucking takes advantage of her. Oh, boy.
Introduces her to the book he's been reading.
Yes.
Quickly.
Yes. Upside her grill. It's got a fucking tire iron inside it so he can fucking knock her unconscious. This fucking creep. I know he's a creep by looking at him.
Guy's got a failsafe opening move.
She sure does. Yes. Hi, Becky. Can I fuck your mouth? Thank you.
In fact, you all know that a good appearance is a must. Not only to your college life now. But
as we're sitting here in pullover hoodies, pajama pants.
I was just going to say.
Been to Walmart lately, 1948?
I was just going to say, I don't know how to tell you this, but I went to work in an Atlanta Braves National League Champions t-shirt today. I don't know how to tell you this.
Your business and professional lives in the future.
Yes, the future.
But good appearance is more than dressing up like a fashion plate.
Yes.
Anyone will make a good appearance if he's neat. No matter what his style of clothing. Clothes are important.
By the way, every girl besides in this video, well, except for old fucking Audrey Meadows there, but tell me she doesn't look like Audrey Meadows.
She looks just like Alice Cramden.
Every girl in this video is really fuckable. Like, they even knew that back in 48.
You wouldn't tag that either?
No, I'd fuck that girl, absolutely. But none of them have fuckable tits, which is something else I've noticed in this video so far. You know, great big, you just kind of squeeze those monsters together and fucking drop a batch of kids on her fucking neck.
The clothes should be appropriate to the occasion.
Yes.
Wearing inappropriate clothes, like these shoes.
What's wrong with those shoes?
Is a sure way to make yourself uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
And conspicuous.
Yes. Ah, she's a fucking whore.
She is a whore. And, little known fact about this girl, she was the lead singer of the Go-Go's.
God damn it. Oh, if you'd have asked me five things, I wouldn't have come up with that, but it's so right on. She ought to be singing Our Lips Are Sealed right now.
Yep.
But good grooming is...
Yes.
She's fucking a lot.
She's
sucking a lot of dick.
My sister's been through a lot of dick.
More than
Yes. Oh, back dear. To Audrey Meadows, please.
Good grooming starts with personal care.
Oh,
this principally means the care of your hands, your hair, your teeth, and your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Let's begin with the skin.
Let's begin with the skin.
Oh, fucking Ed Gein never said it so well.
Dead skin mask. Ed Gein. It's one of the bare. That's one of the better songs on Slayer's Seasons of the Abyss album, actually.
By taking a look at it from the doctor's point of view.
How about if I take a look at the skin on your face from your forehead to your chin?
Buffalo Bellbeck, are you got a very nice buck.
Grew-
what are you about a size 14?
A sugary big fat person.
You'll find that skin is a complex living tissue.
Yeah.
Whose proper care requires a basic understanding of what it is and what it
does. I'd like to have a basic understanding of your skin on your face
in
from your
highly magnified section
forehead to your chin. I'd like to cover it with a fucking protein balm.
Protein balm.
Was she a great big fat person?
We see that skin is made up of various layers.
Well, that's not a real thing.
Individual cells of the outer layer are constantly drying out and dropping off to be replaced by the growing cells of the layers below.
Skin
differs in thickness and texture on various parts of the body, such as on the lips.
Oh,
oof.
The eyelid.
That's a close-up for you.
Or the feet.
Hang on, that's... Hang on.
What's
the eyelid? Hang on. Cum goes there.
Close your eyes, honey. Don't open your fucking eyes, because they're going to start swimming in your fucking eyeballs, too. All right? They're trying to find something, and they'll swim till they get there. It's going to hurt. Close your fucking eyes.
Then the fucking next time you sneeze, and fucking kids fall out onto the table. Sneeze into that fucking tissue and go to crinkle it up and throw it away, and you hear it crying. It's because your eyeballs got pregnant, stupid, because you didn't close your eyes.
We got it. Jesus. I thought I was beating the point to death. What the fuck is happening?
Perhaps the most familiar example of skin specialization is on your fingertips.
Yeah.
Here the skin is grooved to help you hold smooth.
Grooved.
And they went to the best guy for that, Finger Bang Johnny. He's got the best hands in the business.
Objects.
Yes. A fountain pen.
All skin is richly provided with nerves, which give the skin an amazing sensitivity to outside stimuli.
Yes.
Hence the skin acts as a sensory
like a leather belt
for the protection
cracking
of the
across your fucking cranium, you savage.
And skin serves to protect you still another way, by providing one of the first physical signs of illness or disease.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Most skin also contains hair.
Yes.
The hair roots are located below the skin surface.
Roots?
Most
roots.
Commonly, hairs are found in association with the sebaceous or oil glands. These oil glands often empty directly into the hair follicle or opening.
Yes, so do these glands.
So do these glands, honey.
They often empty directly.
They often empty directly into the fucking... They sure do. They sure do, Jeff.
By means of which the oil reaches the skin surface. The purpose of this oil is to soften and lubricate the hair and skin.
Can we... Asking for a friend, can we drill that and kind of make the cars run with it? Because Jesus Christ. I get no kick from Ukraine.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
That joke's old enough to fucking vote to drink that joke. That's a very old joke. That's an old Steve Allen joke, by the way.
Another gland found in the skin is the sweat gland.
Oh, buddy.
Sweat glands open directly into the skin.
Yeah, right, my ball bag especially.
Individual openings or pores.
Yes.
Sweating is one of the chief functions of the skin.
Oh.
The main value of sweating is the control of body heat, brought about by the evaporation of sweat from the skin.
Well, there's young Jim Thorpe they cut to there. He's fucking about to go show Hitler a thing or two.
Freddie the Freshman, the fastest kid in town.
It really is.
Surface.
Yes.
Most everyone sweats under one circumstance.
Oh, this fucking hard
or another.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
He's just... 0.0.
Besides accumulating sweat, the skin is also...
0.0.
Dust, grit, and other foreign particles. And because
I now know fucking foreign particles in my town.
Surface, these foreign particles, most of them.
When do they get to the shaving?
Oh.
Do you think they're gonna? You think they're gonna broach that?
Every time you watch an old video, we're preoccupied with 1940s and 50s pussy.
Yeah.
And it's just...
It just wasn't happening then, was it?
Buddy, I don't know how you put your mouth on it, ever.
Razors were for a man's face only.
Ugh. Who was the first guy to go, hey, you pig, why don't you fucking take this thing and, you know, do the world a favor? You know? That guy should have won the fucking Nobel Peace Prize, whoever the fuck that guy was. Guy that invented hairless pussy? I fucking owe that guy my fucking life.
Hairless pussy.
You know it was a guy. I want to see it, you slob. Shave this thing.
Selling it on an infomercial late at night.
Yes.
No, hairless pussy.
Hairless pussy.
Ronco's hairless pussy.
It's like the old pussy you remember, upgraded. Holds a lot of weird smells, that hair, man. Less hair, the fucking better for me.
It's like the pussy from grade school.
I don't know if I would have gone the grade school route there, Jeffrey Epstein. That's our second Epstein reference of the fucking show. Mm-hmm.
With bacteria, may enter the skin and start an infection.
Oh, look at old fucking pizza face here. Oh,
Jesus Christ. It's me in high school.
God damn,
holy
dude.
Fuckaroni.
Jesus Christ. And also, little known fact about this guy, he also played Ross on Friends.
No, he was actually a racer head in that fucking David Lynch movie. This fucking bulky head cocksucker.
Such an infection, if untreated or irritated,
Jesus Christ, dude.
Could develop in...
God, fucking wash your face.
You're really a mess.
To a widespread inflammation or even blood poisoning.
Blood poisoning?
Don't let this happen to you. Protect your skin.
Ugh.
Keep it looking clear and fresh. Ugh. Keep it clean.
Ugh.
The best way to clean your skin is still the old-fashioned use of soap, hot water,
come,
and plenty of elbow grease.
Elbow grease?
And the result is
you're
well
washing
worth
your
the
face,
effort.
Not fucking...
You don't need scientific proof of it.
No.
You can feel it.
Yes. I bet that guy's felt a lot of stuff on his face, this guy right here.
Other good aids for cleaning your skin.
Go. Hello, sister.
One of these is cleansing cream.
Oh, I got a cleansing cream for you.
Do you?
Oh,
whip some up, huh?
Oh, I'll fucking whip up a batch for you.
The flying nun.
Many girls find this helpful in removing cosmetics.
Yes.
However, nothing can take the place of your daily bath or shower.
Uh-oh. Oh,
there we go. Take it off, you slob. Oh, goddammit. What?
Oh!
Hang on.
They
so
got
she,
fucking sneaky.
So they got her stepping into the shower. She opens the shower curtain behind to hang up her towel that she just had on. And she's smiling
boy,
at you.
Boy, she's grinning.
She is smiling
yeah.
at you. Oh.
Daily bath or shower.
Yes, it is time to go balls deep.
She's got a fucking shower cap on. Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Yeah, she does. You don't get that hair wet. What are you, nuts? Yeah, she's fucking... Yeah, oh,
this is
dude.
The time to give your skin a good, invigorating workout.
Oh, I'll fucking give it a workout.
Is it?
That'd be the best 90 seconds of your life.
If there is no visible dirt to wash off, there are body odors to be eliminated.
Yeah, that pussy.
Yes. Yes. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking about
we got to get to the fucking puss.
The girl... It's another nice, clean drop.
Got to get to the puss.
Got to get to the puss. But
cleansing your skin of dried sweat, skin scales, and dust.
And fucking jizz.
And jizz.
Massive amounts of jizz.
Remember that train you ran? Well.
Don't forget your lower back, sweetheart.
That DNA is all over you.
Which accumulate constantly.
They sure do.
Your bath or shower should end with a brisk rinsing to carry away all soapy residue.
Who has to be told this?
This is really the best part of the shower.
Don't forget to wash your ass, you slob.
Okay, so this is made in 1948. Are there a bunch of fucking unkept, stinky motherfuckers running around this country? We hadn't hit the 60s yet, so...
I'm convinced a lot of young dudes, even now, aren't properly washing their asses. So I'm convinced that it was a lot worse back in 48.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
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 Didn't learn nothing from the army? About fucking... You know,
they learned how to kill Japs in the army. They didn't learn and Krauts.
Japs and Krauts.
They didn't learn how to fucking wash their asses. Private Pyle, you will wash your ass.
I am an ass washer.
God loves the Marines because we wash every ass we see. God has a hard-on for Marines. That whole fucking... What if I have that? He plays his games. We play ours. This girl's really in the shower, though, man. And she's kind of cute, too. Like, there's no, I like it. I like what's happening here.
The skin and wakes it up all over.
Yeah, well. You almost got a top of a tit there, too.
Almost.
Bathing and toilet articles should be kept for your own personal use.
No shit, stupid. Oof.
Don't share them with others.
I got one of those brushes.
You wouldn't use another person's toothbrush.
Well.
Well, I mean, hey, why not?
You have your fetish and I got mine.
Exactly.
You know, I don't fucking judge me, you fruit.
So don't use their towel or toilet articles.
Yes. Boy, she's something else, this girl.
And it goes without saying that only clean lingerie should go next to that clean skin.
Here we go. Okay. Here we go.
While it may not be necessary for all of you, some girls use a lubricating cream or lotion.
Do they?
Some girls. Some girls don't use lube, use spit. Some girls.
That's a pretty clean drop, too.
While it may not be necessary for all of you, some girls use a lubricating cream or lotion to prevent skin roughness or chapping.
There you go.
Yeah.
This whole fucking video is worth that fucking advice right there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You want that fucking thing drying out.
Right to her
God. Cheeks.
Can't tell you how, but I'm distracted by how badly I want to come on this girl's face. I can't wait to finish this show so I can go jerk off and be a human being again. Jesus Christ.
Expensive creams and
she's cute.
Yes, she really is.
She's
very
fucking
cute.
Cute,
yeah.
This girl. Mm-hmm. Is this the slob from the beginning with the bad socks?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it
okay.
is. Right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Powders, however, aren't necessary. A healthy skin can be kept attractive with only a few simple preparations.
Mind your business. That's the nerve of these fucking videos. Like, telling you, this is the way to take care. Like, this is the only way.
This is the only way.
Yeah. Like,
there's no other way to do it except our way that we're telling you.
That's the fucking nerve of these movies.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Look at that hi-fi.
Mm-hmm. Look at that hi-fi right there. That fucking dumper on this pig.
I bet you that thing gets at least two fucking channels.
Yes. Charlie McCarthy.
The removal of hairs is sometimes...
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I'm fucking...
We've been waiting.
I got to prep. I got to pull my pants down a little bit and get ready for this. I got to prep.
It'll loosen them up just a little.
A little bit, buddy.
Time's a problem.
Wait a minute.
The removal...
Right, this girl.
The removal of hairs is sometimes a problem.
Hell yeah, it is. I'll help you with it,
you can take care of single hairs with a pair of tweezers. But for leg and underarm hair,
your best bet
is a safety razor.
Whoa, that is a safety razor? That looks like a fucking
Were using fucking razors in the 40s.
That looks like a murder machine, not a safety razor. Look at that thing. You can walk through campus and take lives with that fucking thing.
It's like fucking something Doc Cochran is using in Deadwood.
You're a lunger.
Don't worry that shaving the hair will make it grow back either faster or denser.
Oh.
That isn't true.
No.
But it is true.
And we still believe that fucking shit today.
That chemical hair removers have been found harmful to the skin in some cases.
Ooh. Oh, pull that screw up a little bit there, honey. She got some nice gams, too.
Nail polish is harmless.
Yes.
But you should remove it for short periods in order to prevent...
And you should also huff it when you're done. Put it in a plastic bag and get high as fuck, kids.
Nail polish is harmless and even more protective now against fire with the new asbestos formulated nail polish.
We're also going to put it in your walls.
Cracking of the fingernail.
Mm.
Women usually take better care of their nails than men do.
No shit, stupid.
Many men let their nails get long and ragged and ignore their cuticles.
Yes. Because you're not gay.
What the fuck are cuticles?
These guys up here.
Where?
These guys up here. Like at the top of your fucking fingernail.
Whatever. Look at this fucking hump.
He really does have a... Well, he's...
For good nail care, a nail brush is indispensable.
He's got a whole kit with soap and stuff for his nails. This guy is about to go on a date with his boyfriend, so he's very excited.
Oh, yeah.
He can't wait to...
Yeah. Fucking scrubbing his nuts up, shining him up.
You might want to focus on that asshole there, Jimmy. That might be your problem.
You think in 48 they're bleaching assholes?
No. Fuck no. No.
No. No. No.
No. That is a thoroughly...
That's a 21st century...
That is a thoroughly modern conceit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nails provide hiding places for bacteria.
Sure do.
For this reason, you should give your nails particular attention whenever
Who
you wash your
their
hands.
Hands with a fucking brush?
Jesus Christ.
After washing your hands...
Just went through a fucking global pandemic and we didn't wash our hands that efficiently. Maybe we wouldn't have gone through that global pandemic if we washed our hands a little more efficiently.
You know the one thing that came out of that that I never thought about before Corona, but now I wonder how, is the plastic things to keep, you know, like in gas stations and supermarkets.
Oh,
to keep
the disposable gloves.
No, no, the plastic dividers, the big plastic.
Oh, the clear plexiglass screens. Yeah.
To keep you away from the person at the register or whatever. That
Why have we not done
that? That should have always been the case. People are fucking gross.
People are gross.
And the first
They're
time
disgusting.
The first time I saw that, I went, oh, well, that's it should have always been that. Why was I ever standing less than 6 feet away from the fucking human piece of garbage ahead of me? I don't know what's fucking bubbling off their fucking body or whatever. Spirochetes fighting to get out. I don't know what the fuck's going on. It should have always been 6 feet. We should have been brought up to keep 6 feet away from fucking strangers.
Yep. Except the one that have the ones that have candy.
Well.
Yeah.
Windowless van, et cetera, et cetera.
Push back the cuticle while it's still soft and pliable.
I got something you can
push
back.
Pull back the foreskin while it's still soft and pliable.
Yes. It's called docking. So, our next film.
Are we going to talk about that? Making sure you keep that fucking... make sure you keep that little fucking helmet cover clean.
Dude, if we are not going to talk about fucking keeping your asshole clean, then there's no way they're getting to your
fucking,
cock and balls. No, there's no way. No way. If it smells like onions, it's time to shower.
And keep your nails short and smooth.
Get fucked.
You said something during one of our shows, the last couple of shows. We were watching one of these videos. It might have been episode one this season. Where the girl is making out with the guy in the car, she comes home upset.
Yeah, right? Yes. I don't remember what I said, but I remember the scene.
I fucking listened to this. You know, I was driving to work the other morning, and I had that episode on, and I had to pause the show. You go. It was. I forget that you made a joke about the oniony smell was the first
right,
joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Super, super funny. Then you go. So, and I'm laughing, of course, because, you know, I'm a child. And then you go, it's only a couple of inches, but it smells like a foot. I am here to tell you I lost my shit. Oh, I laughed so fucking hard.
It smells like a foot. I forgot about that.
I laughed so fucking hard. Oh, my God.
All right, back to this fucking
this guy
fruitcake.
Yeah, this fucking half a man in his cuticles.
This fruitcake and his cuticle massage.
Jesus Christ.
And speaking of nails, don't forget, you have 20 of them.
Uh-oh.
Jesus Christ.
Toenails, of course, must be trimmed also.
Jeff, what?
To help prevent...
Jeff,
what?
Do you remember when you could bend over and get to your toenails?
No. You can do that?
Yeah, that was a fond fucking...
People can do that?
That was a fond fucking memory
Jesus
for me.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, you should see me try to cut my toenails nowadays. It's a goddamn adventure. Disney
You
has...
fucking bend over and stretch and you clip one, then you fucking rear one. Fucking catching all, sucking in all that fucking air.
Disney hadn't come up with a ride that fucking rivals that. Thrills, chills, cutting your own nails. You'll gasp. You'll
use a straight.
I'm sorry, I didn't have a ride.
Cross cut. The edge of the nail then will not dig into the flesh of the toe.
Oh, I see.
The spaces between your toes should be kept...
What is this fucking cuck doing?
Who puts powder between their toes?
Jesus Christ.
This half a man.
Fucking fancy boy.
I fucking hate
this
him.
Talcum powder in his toes.
I don't know why I thought that was funny. That's overdue for a laugh, baby. That's all I can tell you.
Dry as a precaution against athlete's foot.
Don't forget your balls.
Routine dusting with talcum powder will help keep them dry.
Yes.
If athlete's foot should develop,
oh my God,
consult a physician.
Jesus Christ.
Don't let this disease get a toehold on you.
Get it?
And he puts those tongue depressors back and sticks them in somebody's mouth. Say, ah.
Athlete's foot? What fucking... Who's
Jesus
still...
Christ, is this Magilla Gorilla he's fucking examining? God damn. Jesus Christ, I think we found the missing link. Missing link was from 1948.
This motherfucker said Magilla. I fucking...
Jesus Christ.
I hate how old you are.
Yeah.
And two, I know every reference,
yeah,
which
exactly.
is even worse.
Yeah.
Fucking Magilla Gorilla.
As an added precaution against athlete's foot, uh-oh, try to avoid direct contact with damp bathroom floors.
Why is he wearing loafers out of the
clogs?
Clogs?
Shower shoes.
Clogs? Oof. Why is he wearing dress shoes out of the shower? I hate this guy.
Next to the skin...
I tell you what,
though.
I gotta tell you what, this guy.
I'm telling
right,
you
so,
what.
So listen,
that's some beefcake.
So listen, I'm not gonna lie about this. I will not lie about this.
Yeah?
This guy comes out of the shower. He puts on his fucking dress shoes for some reason. He comes walking out of the shower, and he's got a little towel around him, and they start from the feet and they go up from the backside.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad little dumper on this
fucking
guy.
Fucking tingle,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know about a tingle, but I have to show him who's boss. I'll tell you what.
We probably spend most of our attention on our hair. This is especially true among women.
Shave your balls and
but
pussy.
This kind of superficial attention.
Oh, damn. This one's going to the Hall of Fame for farts, I think.
Fucking 100 degrees at least. Whew. Hot. Oof. Oh.
Is it bad? Is it bad?
No, thing? It smells like fucking cake.
Eat a carrot, you fat...
All right!
Fuck off!
God.
Quit farting, you savage half a man! God. Fuck off!
You know, it used to be fun when you'd fucking pass out from the smell. You got your air freshener and shit you fruit.
Yeah, well, that was until I woke up bleeding from the asshole that time. Then I had to quit doing that. You know why I fucking do it now. You know why. You and Doug both know, Durant.
This is a new one.
Yeah, this little blonde girl here.
Yeah. Mm. That fucking Lauren Bacall look a little bit, but...
Count. The hair needs careful attention.
Yes.
Like this. Like caring for the
Ooh.
Skin...
God, I want to fuck this
care of the hair requires some understanding of its structure and
She's
function.
She's dead now.
Here's a strand of human hair,
yes,
greatly magnified.
Now,
notice the rough, scaly texture.
Oh.
You can imagine how...
Now we're back to my balls again?
We had a close-up of my fucking Johnson here.
Extreme close-up.
Extreme.
Extreme close-up.
Electron microscope, maybe?
Dirt hangs on to anything like this.
Hang on, go back. Yes, it's super simple. She's really cute,
Function.
This fucking slob.
Yeah, she is.
Here's a strand of human hair,
yes,
greatly magnified.
Yeah.
Notice the rough, scaly texture. You can imagine how dirt hangs on to anything like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hangs on well when you put a little crazy glue around the rim, am I right?
Am I right?
And there's another factor that causes hair to get dirty.
Yeah.
Remember the oil glands that pump their oil out?
I do.
Out along hair shafts?
Shaft.
Well, a healthy scalp has plenty of oil to which dirt will cling.
Mm-hmm.
So wash your hair frequently.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
If you want to
here
keep the constant accumulation of dust, oil, and sweat at a minimum. Your hair should be washed.
She hasn't even put the shampoo in. She's just trying to loosen up the jizz.
I don't know. Something about a...
girl washing her hair? Does that do it for you? Yeah?
I don't know.
Yeah? I could. It does. I can tell.
When I was in the hospital...
I'm glad I'm over here on this side of the room. I'll tell you that.
When I was in the hospital, I had long hair, and a girl came in every day to wash my hair for me.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
baby...
Was that, yeah. God, you were young then, too.
Yeah, super young.
Bong.
Oh, yeah. I remember fucking a mouth in the hospital. I was in traction. And before I transferred to Indianapolis, she came in and sucked my dick before I took the trip down to she was a trooper, that fucking...
She was.
Yeah, she was a trooper.
Once every 2 weeks, or more often.
Wait, whoa.
Accumulation of dust, oil, and sweat at a minimum. Your hair should be washed once every 2 weeks.
Well, that's
what the fuck?
Fucking ridiculous.
Come on, 1948.
Here's the thing. I know someone in my family, a girl, who will tell you you only have to shower 2 or 3 times a week. And my response to that is, wait till you get fat and you sweat while you sleep.
Yep.
Because then you're going to wake up to a whole new bevy of fucking smells you never imagined were
yep.
there. Once every 2 weeks. Wash your hair every day, you fucking savage.
Fucking dirt-worshipping heathens, man.
More often, if necessary, with water and a mild soap.
I'm going to give you a mild
this
soap.
This will usually take care of normal dandruff, too.
Yes.
Although excessive dandruff should be treated by a doctor.
Doctor?
Rinse your hair thoroughly following the washing.
People...
A few drops of lemon juice or vinegar added to the water during the second rinse will make it much
second
easier.
Second rinse?
A few drops of vinegar will keep that fucking coochie fucking nice and ripe and fresh, sweetheart.
Coochie? Coochie.
Vag.
Vag?
Here to remove any soap residue.
What the fuck is she washing her hair?
The final rinsing, however... should be in fresh water.
My father used to get enraged at my grandmother.
Yeah?
Who would, in her later years, take a bath out of the kitchen sink.
Okay.
Because she didn't have a shower. All she ever had was a bathtub.
Oh, okay.
So as she got older, she would just take a bath. And then, to Dad's horror... she would, like, invite them over to eat or something and then kind of make food in the same. And he would fucking... he still talks about it. Yeah, your grandma was fucking... me and I was over. And hey, wash yourself in the damn sink, you know?
If your hair squeaks after the final rinsing...
squeaks?
You may be sure it's clean.
Does that pussy squeak? That's the question. Wow, she's hot, this girl. Wow, I need to get laid. What's happening? She's really attractive.
Most girls follow hair washing by doing their hair up in pins or curling rods.
I got a rod for
this
you.
This is a good time.
I got a curling rod for you.
Wait a minute,
more elastic than dry.
Hang on.
Most
what?
I got a curling rod for you.
Do you?
Sincerely, Bill Clinton. His cock curved, allegedly.
Girls follow hair washing by doing their hair up in pins or curling rods. This is a good time.
Yes.
Since damp hair is more elastic than dry hair, and you'll find it easier to manage.
Mm-hmm.
Permanent waving, if skillfully done, will not damage your hair. However, the use of strong dyes or bleaches is very likely to make the hair brittle. Brittle
bottle?
Hair, in turn, is like...
fuck. God damn! Fuck that bottle. Fuck. I need a bullet. Where are the fucking bullets?
Where did I put the bullets? Oh, they're up there, man. They're up there. What the fuck? Fuck, suck off!
Ah! No! Not me. I'm out. Am I? I for how to even operate this thing.
Me too.
There it is. You're looking at. Oh, I got one left. You're fucked. Oh. Oh.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
got it. Yeah, you're fucking dead. Ow! Ooh! Oh! Brutal. Bleeding from the fucking trachea.
Wow, motherfucker. God damn it.
God. Oh! I think I put his eye out.
Oh, shit.
Don't make him.
I got one left.
Yeah, all right. Truce?
Ready?
Truce? You fucking cock.
You haven't had one of those in a long time, cocksucker. Those fucking hurt, don't they?
They do.
That one went right to the eye, by the way.
God damn it. Good.
Show up to work with a black eye tomorrow.
Exactly.
Be like, oh, I walked into a door. That's what happened,
I walked into a door.
Well, yeah, that fucking hurts. Now I gotta start wearing safety goggles in here. Thanks.
What'd you do? Walk into a door while you were not making a sandwich or cleaning the house? Huh? Is that what happened?
What happened, honey?
Liable to break off in larger quantities than you care to lose.
I'll break some off in large quantities.
For normal daily care, your hair should be methodically combed and brushed.
Jesus Christ.
But be careful that brushes and combs are not...
Sorry, she was getting ready for bed. Now it's time to fucking get up again. Jesus yeah. Christ.
Yeah, it's a whole routine.
So as to tear your hair or dig at your scalp.
I'll dig at your scalp.
Careful
with my
brushing
fingernails.
Not only gets rid of dust and dirt, which may be clinging to the scales... but increases the luster of your hair.
Fucking dig him.
Fucking big handful of this fucking hair. I'll ride your face like a Clydesdale. You fucking animal.
By spreading out its oils.
Well, I just spread out some oils.
Jesus.
A small amount of hair always comes out during a brushing.
Sure does.
That is normal.
Who didn't fucking know this in 48?
Natural hair beauty is possible. If you take care of your hair.
Mm-hmm. Take care of your hair.
And nature
yes.
has given you.
Wow.
And nature gave you those teeth, too.
Well, they're the nicest teeth I ever came across.
And that tongue.
Oh, look at that. Look at she's so... Just... Tongue on my ball bag. Just lick my balls, you fucking slob.
Keep them always sparkling and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
See? First, select a toothbrush that meets the approval of most dentists. Here are two such brushes. Short, straight, with a plain brush head.
Sounds like me.
That's how I like my women. Short and straight.
At about 1 inch long.
Well, that's like, well, yeah, sorry. Yeah. That's my cock then, in other words. Sorry.
There may be two or three rows of tufts, sufficiently interspaced to allow easy cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
To keep the bristles in best working condition, use a different brush after every meal, allowing
what?
Each
what?
Brush to dry thoroughly what? Before it is used again.
Every meal?
The technique of using one of these simple little instruments is best learned individually from your own dentist.
That's my cock.
Food particle-
I actually find it very convenient to keep my toothbrush on the bathroom floor. That way it's out of the way.
Oh, sure.
And, you know.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. I throw mine directly into the toilet
yeah.
water so that it can, you know.
Yeah, well, then it's.
Get all the particles off yep. of them. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's protected then. It's in the water, so.
100%.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Nothing can go wrong there.
Good, 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 good.
Particles become wedged in the teeth, and you can.
Do they?
Mm. These simple little instruments is best learned individually from your own dentist.
Mm-hmm.
If food particles become wedged in the teeth, and you can't remove them by brushing, dental floss is often helpful.
Yes.
Ordinary toothpicks and other hard objects are apt to damage your gums.
Yeah, I'm going
to
damage your gums, all right.
Teeth, however,
this fucking toothpick dick is going to damage your gums, sweetheart.
Damage your gums. Bolts everywhere.
requires more than daily cleaning.
Oh, shit.
Look at this.
Everybody needs periodic
Jesus
checkups.
Jesus Christ. What the hell's Marty Allen doing a dentistry?
I'm sorry, this guy also played bass for Metallica.
That is a part.
Yeah,
that is
something. That is a fucking. Yeah, that's a Red Sea fucking haircut right there, man.
The Red Sea cut.
Not only for professional tooth cleaning, but also to show up cavities and other defects before they become too...
Yeah, that whole face surrounding your fucking teeth.
I think that defect is a fucking Jew dentist.
Gee, what tipped you off?
You know what I'd rather not say?
Yeah, what, would you?
No, I'm trying not to get, you know, my...
Yeah?
My House? Twitter account banned. Yeah.
And so, the end of a perfect day.
Well, by the time you go through all this, you don't have time to do anything else.
I haven't seen a blowjob yet, so easy with that fucking perfect day shit there.
Well, the night's young, Jeff.
It's in the morning.
Actually, it's not after all this fucking bullshit they've gone through.
That's what I'm saying. When you go through all this, you don't have time to do anything else.
My fucking bed routine, get up from the couch, turn the lights off, lock the door, and go to bed and fall asleep. Maybe take a shit. Maybe.
Oh, there is nothing better than that fucking like 5:30 a.m. shit. Oh, right before you get in the shower. Oh.
Fuck, I'm out of the shower by then.
Are you?
Yeah, mine happens usually about 4:45.
Morning and evening. And occasional checkups during the day.
Yes.
Are all you need.
Don't forget to jerk off.
Good grooming habits.
National Geographic.
And
there she is.
By following these simple rules of body care and grooming,
mm-hmm.
you too will achieve that quality of appearance.
Jesus Christ.
That feeling of well-being.
Yes.
So important to make your dreams of happiness come true.
I have got to fuck something. Jesus Christ. I don't know if it's a pussy or a mouth. I gotta fuck something. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck, I gotta pee. God damn it.
Yeah? How come we don't pee before the show starts?
Because I didn't have to pee then. I'm old, and I have to pee about every hour. Doesn't mean I pee constantly.
How's your hip there, Daddy?
The hip's fine. It's this fucking knee sitting in this chair in this position. That's fucking...
I offered to bring the other chair in for
murder.
You. Murder. Do you want to get another chair?
No, I want to take a piss.
No, I understand the piss part of it. I'm saying, do you want to get a better chair?
Yeah, I probably should. These fucking folding chairs.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't have a folding chair because it's 2022 and I have proper chairs.
I'm done. Fuck you.
Well, in that case, we'll end it here.
Good, because I am about to piss my fucking
pants. Then fucking go piss, you fucking animal.
Whew, fuck this. Jesus Christ. This fucking shit.
Oh, motherfucker. I hope I get a black eye.
Yeah?
I'm going to sue you.
Yeah, are you?
I'm going to sue the administration.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time on TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.